This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. I'm thrilled to introduce you to Bill Porter, or Red Pine, one of the world's finest translators of Chinese poetry and religious texts. For those of you who already know him, and those of you who will get to know him, he prefers just being your neighbor, Bill Porter. Each week, Bill will bring you a series of enticing installments that we're calling A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey, and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter. Ever since mankind first began to walk, he's worn paths to his neighbor's house and beyond, to the next village. And ever since he discovered the wheel and learned to tame four-footed beasts, some of his trails have become roads. Among his more monumental examples, he's left us the hewn rock ramparts of ancient Rome's Appian Way and the poured concrete clover leaves of the L.A. freeways. But he's also left us another much older, much longer, and at the same time less tangible example, the Silk Road. During its heyday, this will-o'-the-wisp highway carried bolts of silk from the Yangtze Delta towns of Suzhou and Hangzhou across all of Asia to the shores of the Mediterranean, where it was exchanged for its weight in gold. But silk was only one of the road's important commodities. The Chinese spent just as much as the silk-addicted Romans on incense and precious stones coming the other way. The road also brought the Chinese most of their musical instruments and their most popular forms of dance, art, and religion. In fact, for their part, the Chinese never called it the Silk Road. That honor goes to the 19th century German scholar Baron Ferdinand von Richthofen. The Chinese knew it only as the Road to the West, and traveling it was one of the most dangerous missions a person could undertake. It was a road through swirling sand and searing heat, past demons and apparitions into lands that only the demented or exiled dared venture. I'm not sure which category we belong to, but over the next few months we'll be working our way on this most ancient of trails from Xi'an all the way to Islamabad. Along the way, we'll be picking through the sun-bleached bones of those who have gone before us, Marco Polo, Alexander the Great, and who knows who else. I suppose the only way to find out is to join me on the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter for KPTZ.